Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Monday, March 9th, 2020. I'm Rich Straffolino. Amazon told Reuters it will begin selling the technology behind its cashierless stores to other retailers as a new line of business. Amazon calls this Just Walk Out technology, with several customers already signed up. Amazon will publish a website on March 9th to let other retailers inquire about the service. According to Amazon VP of Physical Retail, Dilip Kumar, the implementation will have customers insert a credit card at a turnstile before entering a store, which will then be charged with all items the customer leaves with. Amazon will install the technology for the systems, and turnstiles will carry a Just Walk Out technology by Amazon branding. Microsoft, Google, Facebook, and Twitter have all confirmed they plan to pay their hourly workers regular wages, whether their services can be used or not. The companies have encouraged people to work from home, but many hourly workers do jobs like drive shuttles, office housekeeping, and kitchen staff, which can't be done remotely. Samsung says it will temporarily move some of its smartphone production from South Korea to Vietnam after another of its Korean staff tested positive for the coronavirus at its Gumi factory. Since last month, a total of 6 workers have tested positive at the factory. Facebook announced it temporarily banned all ads and marketplace listings that list surgical face masks for sale and said it will make other policy changes as needed to prevent people from exploiting the COVID-19 outbreak. Meanwhile, eBay notified sellers that it was banning new listings in the U.S. for hand sanitizer, disinfecting wipes, and surgical masks to prevent price gouging. Apple CEO Tim Cook sent a company-wide memo offering staff the opportunity to work remotely for the week of March 9th if their job permits it, expanding an offer from last week for employees in California and Seattle. Apple is also making changes in Apple Classes and Genius Bar appointments to reduce human density. The New York Times reports that Clearview AI facial recognition database marketed to law enforcement was beta tested by people not in law enforcement for personal reasons, like finding out who was dating their children. Clearview co-founder Hon Thanh Thatt said that trial accounts were offered to potential and current investors and other strategic partners. Do Not Pay launched a new Chrome extension that generates links to share subscription logins without sharing actual login information. The plugin generates a browser cookie like the one used to keep you logged into a website, which is then encrypted and associated with a shareable link. Neither the recipient nor Do Not Pay sees the actual login information, although the link recipient must also subscribe to Do Not Pay to decrypt it. Users can also revoke access through Do Not Pay's dashboard without having to reset their password. Currently, only desktop web browsers can use these links. A new paper from security researchers at Graz University of Technology in Austria claims that all AMD processors made from 2011 to 2019 are vulnerable to a side-channel attack that could leak otherwise protected information. The researchers reverse-engineered AMD's L1D cacheway predictor, resulting in 2 types of attack: collide and probe, which can monitor a victim's virtual accesses on a time-shared logical core, and load and reload, which can obtain highly accurate memory access traces on a physical core. The researchers were able to run the exploit in JavaScript, run on Chrome and Firefox browsers, and also gained access to AES encryption keys. Compared to similar architectural vulnerabilities like Spectre and Meltdown, the ones disclosed only leak a few bits of metadata rather than provide full access. The researchers notified AMD of their findings on August 23, 2019, and AMD said it believed these were not new speculation-based attacks. Meanwhile, security researchers at Nightwatch Cybersecurity published a paper looking into the root cause of the Cerebus malware, which is the first Android malware demonstrated to steal two-factor authentication codes from Google Authenticator. The researchers found that the exploit was in part possible because Google allows screenshots to be taken in the app rather than using the Flag Secure option in the app configuration to prevent screenshots. This was raised as a security issue on GitHub thread back in 2014 and reported by Nightwatch Cybersecurity itself to Google in 2017. The researchers noted that Microsoft's Authenticator app for Android also allows screenshots. Twitter announced it reached a deal with Elliott Management and Silver Lake, which will see Silver Lake invest $1 billion into Twitter and result in a $2 billion share repurchase program. The deal comes after Bloomberg reported last month that Elliott Management nominated four directors for three empty board seats in a move to oust CEO Jack Dorsey. The two investment firms will each get a seat on the board as part of the deal, and Twitter is seeking a new independent director for the last vacancy. And finally, the rare Nintendo PlayStation prototype console sold at auction for $360,000 to Greg McLemore, founder of Pets.com and Toys.com. The unit is believed to be the only surviving console out of 200 that were made during a failed partnership with Nintendo and Sony to produce a console in the early 90s. McLemore says he plans to use the console to create a permanent gaming museum. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at DailyTechNewsShow.com. And remember to rate and review Daily Tech Headlines wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com, the number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.